You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Mike Alibeau, the commissioner. Gordon Robinson, Dylan back at the studio hanging out. Going to wake up call here in just 1 second. We are live from Publix.
What's the address again?
It is 2451 Cumberland Parkway.
Hey, man, we're kind of tucked back here. If you guys are listening and want to stop by, just look around the corner. You can't miss Plato, the big dinosaur, the Publix mascot up in here. We've had a couple listeners stop by. Appreciate everybody for coming to hang out, man. It's always a bundle of fun, and it's just another day like that. So we're going to get the wake-up call, like I said, here in 2 seconds. Allie, we had a couple interesting things. I had somebody just text me, and I don't want to out his name.
Yeah.
Let's just call him Jay.
Okay.
And he was like, reclining your chair on a plane is a lot like passing wind in public. He said, you have to do it really slowly. Don't be abrupt, and just keep calm and cool until the end. And if you can stay calm and cool till the end, nobody will notice.
Well, then you got to pray it don't smell.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, man, it's it's one of those things. That's also that could also go in the category of things you try to hide from your significant other.
I suppose so.
You know what I mean? Like if you just let it happen and it's abrupt and loud, then they're probably gonna have an issue with it. But
yeah, I've definitely blamed it on Melrose before.
Yeah, for sure.
Already,
I blame my dog. Like, man,
well,
Charlie,
yeah,
that was out of hand, buddy.
All dogs get blamed for that. I feel like in the last couple days, we've talked about bodily functions a little bit too much.
Yeah,
there's
like,
been boogers,
should move on.
There's been farts. We need to move on.
It's too
on.
Early for that. It's too early for that, you know, especially in this setting. Move on very quickly from that. But anyways, 404-726-0929. We'll get to the wake-up call in just 1 second. We've been talking about Falcons Cardinals all day. We'll get everybody's thoughts on that game coming up this weekend. We are talking to Dave Archer coming up here in just over 15 minutes, so that'll be a good conversation. I want to talk to Archibald about exactly what you brought up earlier about Kirk Cousins, talking about how offenses have changed and how you've gone from splitting the field in half and having two on this side, two on that side. One's a single high, one's a split safety, checking the ball down. Like, I'm curious what the lineage was of facing defenses in Arch's day, because – obviously, there's a gap there between when Arch played and when Kirk Cousins first started playing against these defenses. I'm sure Arch has a unique perspective on that.
Hey, what'd you think of the Seattle's helmets last night, too?
Or their jerseys.
Yeah. I mean, I thought they were pretty cool. They almost like changed – the helmets changed colors.
I'm just following along, Mike. You got to follow the trail.
What just happened? She just asked this man a long, drawn-out question, and somehow it just never even landed in his brain.
Was that a question for me? You said you wanted to ask Arch about it.
This is how this works usually on radio. Yeah, we talk to each other about stuff.
You tell me that you said you wanted to ask Arch that question. I'm not qualified to answer that.
You were excited earlier about the video and Kirk's breaking down the split safeties and everything else. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
You wanted to ask Arch about that.
Yeah.
I can't answer it.
Gordon's dying over there laughing.
What was I supposed to say?
Anyways, you know what?
For the record, I also enjoyed the uniforms.
Let's just go, Dylan, hold on a second.
Dylan, be the tiebreaker.
It's no tiebreaker.
I heard everything Mike said.
Yeah.
But he said he wanted to talk to Arch about that and how it's changed when Arch was playing. What was I supposed to answer?
Yeah, it was really cool. I'm sure he has unique
perspective. Yeah, I bet Arch has perspective on that.
It could be a softer transition between that and the helmet.
Yeah. All right, Dylan, let's do this thing. Yes, there could have been a softer transition between the two, Bo, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Kirk Cousins video more than anything. Because the reason that he was even asked about it is because Josh Allen talked about it this week as well, the difference between, you know, what it used to be. And I'll give my perspective on this because I was thinking about it from an offensive line perspective. You know, offenses, when I was playing in college and in the NFL as well, you relied on the defense to give you a certain structure. You know what I mean? Like, you relied on the defense to be able to come out and say, hey, you know, it's a four-down look. That guy's the Mike linebacker, which means that guy's the same, which means that guy's the Will. It's a seven-man box. Like, sometimes you'd go nickel and one of those guys would split out. When you look at the defenses now, I'm always curious to think about – I watch Ryan Neusel pre-snap, and I'm like, man, who's he – do you even point the mic anymore? Because there's so many different players. You don't even know who plays linebacker. There's three defensive tackles on this side of the center. There's one defensive end or an outside linebacker way on the other side. It's such a – it's all so mixed up that I'm not sure how they identify it even more anymore, and I'm not sure how they communicate it to the quarterback.
I was trying to have this conversation with a guy, a Shador fan on Twitter the other day about the wristband. And he was like, well, the wristband, and they're sitting around plays. And I was like, well, we're talking about a protection issue, though, and sliding protection. Yeah, but the plays, you're telling me the plays aren't important. I said, no, what I'm telling you is understanding your protection and setting that up with your offensive line is as important of a thing as anything for a quarterback. Because that's you might not know the coverage, but you got to know who's coming and when they're coming. Because if they're coming after you and you don't slide that you slide the protection the wrong way, you're like Anthony Richardson in that preseason game.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And you only have five blockers in the offensive line. You can add in a sixth. You can add in a seventh. You can do whatever you want to. But you better know the numbers game, and you better know where your weakness is. The problem is people look at it and they just do a number. They say, oh, man, we got five blockers. They're rushing five. But it's not how it works. You can't walk up to the line of scrimmage and go, oh, it's just five plus five. Like, you should be able to figure that out. Because if I'm an offensive lineman, I can't go left and then redirect to the right and have a good block. You know what I mean? There's somebody on my left shoulder and somebody on my right shoulder. I'm not going to, you know, just bounce back and forth and be able to get that done. So that's exactly what I saw in the Indianapolis Colts thing with Anthony Richardson, like you're talking about. And there is some, you know, when young quarterbacks come in, that's why the first thing that happens is, you know, look at a guy like a Todd Bowles. They're going to line up a bunch of people on the line of scrimmage. They're going to give you the most confusing look possible because odds are, you didn't go through college looking at some of those defenses and those structures. Now, on the flip side of it, the defensive coordinators have to be able to coach the guys to get back to their assignment. If you're going into zone coverage, boy, if you're dropping everybody back out, they better get there in a hurry. So that's always going to be one of the difficulties with that. But, you know, I think it was a really interesting cut in how excited Kirk Cousins got to talk about it. Do you remember the Bill Belichick talking about the long snappers a couple of years ago?
The specialization of a long snapper.
He went on an 8-minute tirade about the specialization of a long snapper. That's the look that Kirk had in his face talking about the defense.
That was before he hit puberty, apparently, and turned into a teenager again.
Oh, yeah, Bill. I thought you were talking about Kirk. I was like, what do you mean?
I thought Belichick.
I was like, Kirk looks old. What are you talking about?
Now he's at cheerleading competitions. That's all he cares about.
Yeah.
It's crazy the transition this man's gone through.
And you mentioned the breakdown that Kirk Cousins had the other day. I think it was Joe Patrick that was like, when he becomes an analyst, like, how long do you think it will take for him to set up some sort of broadcast deal? Because he truly could be great at that.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope very quickly. And I love getting into the weeds of football like that. I know Bo feels the same way. Arch feels the same way. There was a video that I watched. There was an hour-long video of Kirby and Glenn Schumann the other day that I watched. And it was them at a coaching clinic breaking down how the scouting of defenses changed from the time that Kirby got to Alabama, where you ran a 3-4 front and it was just always 3-4. You had a head up to the tackle and a zero nose and everybody's two gapping. And he kind of did a structure of those defenses, the heights and weights of those defensive fronts. And then he compared it to what Georgia was later on down the road, you know, 2017, 2018, those Georgia defenses. And it was like guys that I'm familiar with, Von McLean, 6'3", 265, playing middle linebacker because you had to take on the guards.
Yeah.
And then it flip it over to Roquan, and he's talking about Roquan Smith, and he's like, Roquan played wide receiver in high school. He's like, Roquan, you know, Roquan's going to play middle linebacker at 218, 220, and be really good and play a long time in the NFL. It's just a completely different defensive structure, and it's so fun to kind of watch the chess pieces be switched around.
And you look at different defensive lines in the NFL, like look at how Nate Landman plays linebacker, and he's a good linebacker in L.A.
That's a great point.
Because of the defensive line play and how they attack differently than the way the Atlanta one is and the skill set you need to play the position here. It feels like everybody's still crying over Landman leaving, but Devon Diablo is doing things that Landman can't do because that's what this defense calls for. It is interesting to go back and look at like some of those evolutions of kind of the position. I mean the radio booth that we have works like this. Something happens in the game and we go to break, and I go, "Hey, is this what happened?" And he goes, "Well, yeah." And then yada, 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 but it's extremely detailed and basically took my simplistic view of what happened and explained it in a detailed, you know, like it's almost like being in chemistry class, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
And so
that's exactly right.
And so that's what the radio – and so to your point, Allie, about like Kirk becoming an analyst, you know, right now Matt Ryan
– analyst –
could be doing exactly that, but and I think he's going to be in a booth this week with
one of the McCourties
or somebody. But he could be giving some of that in the booth, but he's not. He's on a show with like six other people, which I despise that they put him on there. But it was why everyone loved Tony Romo when he first stepped in because he was so into giving all that, and then somewhere someone said, "Hey man, less is more," and so now he's giving less, and now you got website saying, "Well, he's regressed as an analyst."
The Romo thing, he regressed to me because analyst. He kept trying to call out plays. You know what I mean? I was like, dude, I know that you know what's coming. I don't need you to tell me on the broadcast it's coming. You know what I mean?
Well, I like it when they're bringing pressure. Like
yeah,
Art
exactly.
does a really good job
exactly.
of look for this or they're coming pressure. He did get a little smartest guy in the world kind of in the room type situation, but. I think it's very important, like, look out for pressure here, or, you know, I think that's really good.
I picture you in the booth. My wife one time asked me what an RPO was. I went into, like, a 15-minute.
How soon did her eyes glaze over?
Within two.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm going to finish my spiel. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So would you
say you
like,
mansplained,
seriously?
Mike? Would you say you mansplained?
Mansplained?
No, I don't. That's not mansplaining.
Mansplaining.
No, that's different.
That's getting excited about something that you don't think the person asking cares about and going overboard.
To me, mansplaining is explaining in detail something that she already knows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what it
that's
is.
What
yeah,
it
like,
yeah,
mansplain
yeah, yeah.
how to open up this
she
bottle
didn't know
of
what
lemonade.
An RPO was.
Yeah, it's when somebody can do something, but you think there's a better way to do it.
Abe mansplains things to me.
Abe,
I can't even imagine.
Abe literally mansplained how hydration works to a man who created a hydration company.
Yeah.
So
a former professional quarterback.
Yeah. Well, when you hydrate, you really want to do it like this. And me and Allie are sitting there like, holy hell.
What's happening?
Allie turns to me and she goes, "Hey, I'm confused. Is he explaining to Matt Flynn how hydration works?" And I go, "Yeah, that's exactly what's happening right now."
Oh, man.
I also have to point out a phenomenon that just happened. We had a lovely listener just say analyst while Dylan said analyst. And we got tweeted analyst at the exact same time.
Love it.
So on that note, coming up next, we've got Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcons radio analyst.
Analyst.
Joining us to talk about this Sunday's game next with the morning shift. We are live from Publix at Paces Ferry Center on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything. You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We are live from Publix at Paces Ferry Center. It's gotten very busy over the last few minutes. We've had our listeners stopping by. Evan, I want to say thank you to Eric and Christina from Boar's Head. They are teaching me all the bad habits about turning hummus into cake. So I never knew you could do that kind of thing, but apparently you can. It's a Falcons Friday.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah, I know. They're saying just mix in with almond flour and everything. They're teaching me how to make cakes out of their hummus. So
I love it.
I'm all in. It is a Falcons Friday. We are bringing in Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst.
Analyst?
Yep, got to do it now. Analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, welcome in. Thanks for joining us. I guess you don't get to fly with your buddy tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm thankful that I don't have to listen to Bo talk, because it sounds like, based on you guys getting to breaks on time, that Bo won't stop talking. So I'm thankful that I don't have to listen to that on the plane.
Yeah, you like those Seattle helmets, Dave. That's all it was. Yeah.
They changed colors in the light, Arch.
Yeah. Space cadet. Arch, one of the things we were talking about, one of the reasons neither one of us would shut up just a minute ago, was talking about Kirk going into detail about the difference in defenses now as opposed to what it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. I thought it was really intriguing because you've seen the changes, as have I. And I always make the point that, you know, offenses to a certain extent used to rely on the structure of a defense to be able to identify people and to say that's the middle linebacker and this is a nose. And the defenses are just so unstructured nowadays, at least pre-snap. What did you make of his comments? Because I thought it was really interesting, and I'm sure you've seen some changes too in your day.
Yeah, no, it was fun to listen to him talk about it, Mike, because he took everybody in the weeds, and I think everybody was a little bit bewildered with where he went with it and started talking about the single high safety, split safeties, what you could get with cover four, and then the ability to read pre-snap and somewhat diagnose what you wanted to do with the football, obviously confirm what you saw in the first step or two of your drop, and then you went ahead and distributed the football. But now with what defenses are doing, they understand what your – it's interesting. They understand what your thought process is and how to read. So, okay, we're going to muddy the water on that. We're not going to allow you to have an idea what we're going to do pre-snap. They may show it looks like they're coming with four pressure off left side. You adjust your protection. The next thing you know, it's four off the right side, and they're playing zone behind it. And to get to your point, something that you would see at the line of scrimmage, maybe pre-snap, that would give you an indication, maybe the way a corner was playing his technique, inside technique, or a safety walks over the tight end from the secondary, you realize, okay, they're coming with somebody, they're going to play man coverage in the back end. They don't do that either. So they don't give you an indicator, okay, this is definitely man coverage, because the next thing you know, they play zone and they match up, they'll play matchup zone behind it because it'll be zone, but then they'll jump a guy in a man technique in his area. It's just, it's really mind-boggling. I thought it was pretty cool for Kirk to go in the weeds like that. And some of it, I think, was to just kind of say, you know what? You guys don't know what you're looking at. You know, I thought that was kind of funny as well.
Well, I don't want to – I want to talk about the game at some point, but what do you feel is the sweet spot for a guy to be in the league as a quarterback position to kind of get comfortable with all of that? Because, you know, that was – I was having a conversation with somebody online the other day, and they were, you know, obviously it was just about quarterback play and blaming people, and it's trying to talk about how important setting up that protection is and the knowing where the pressure is coming from and how to handle it.
Well, I think, Bo, that can kind of ebb and flow with what you've done in college, and there's a lot more complicated stuff in college than it used to be. So you used to get some vanilla looks in the back end from a college standpoint, from a pressure standpoint. Like I said, they were much more telling in what they were going to do. The guys would tip things off because defensive coaches had to guard against their guys not being where they were supposed to be. Now they're doing a much better job of disguising those kind of things. So that learning curve is probably a lot higher than it was when I came out, or even 15 years ago when, you know, say when Matt Ryan came out. So things have changed dramatically there. So it took me probably late into my second year. I got to play a lot my second year. And so things started to slow down for me late in my second year. And by going into training camp my third season, I felt pretty good about what I was seeing. Again, I don't think the curve was quite as high then as it is now for guys to have to learn like Michael Penix to figure out what these guys are doing. But it also helps if you saw a good bit of it in college, which I think they're doing. So maybe that brings it a little bit more down to earth as far as how you can grasp this stuff and how much time it takes.
We are joined by Dave Archer, analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And to piggyback off that, you want to go for it? Say it.
Analyst.
There you go. Okay.
Okay. Feel good now.
Because this is just top of mind for everyone. Dave, I know others have asked Raheem. They've asked Kirk about the QB spot next year while Michael is rehabbing. Where's your gut on this one?
It's interesting, Allie. I don't know that I've actually gone there mentally to decide, okay, hey, Michael's the quarterback and Kirk's not going to be here, or, hey, we need to figure out a way to make sure that we can kind of spread Kirk's money out over the next few years and have him be here as the quarterback as Michael kind of comes back off injury, because you're not sure where he's going to be potentially. Is he going to be ready by week one? And if he's ready by week one, how much has he actually been able to be under center that month before to get himself mentally ready, like Bo's talking about what he's going to see? I think there's a lot of variables to that. So I think I've tried not to let myself go down that rabbit hole, Allie, and so I don't think I'll do that here today either.
Well, and talking about pivoting to the game, if there's any team, other franchise that kind of may understand where the Falcons are at, it might be Arizona. Kyler Murray is not playing the rest of the season. You will get Jacoby Brissett. He's done a nice job, Arch, since he started playing for the Cardinals earlier this year. He leads the NFL in passing yards. What do you see out of this Cardinals team that might allow them to jump up and grab us if we're not careful this weekend?
Yeah, it's interesting, Mike, that how well he's played, and really he's been hampered by his wide receiver core as well. It's a nondescript group. You know, Michael Wilson has stepped up in Harrison's absence. It looks like, you know, I've kind of been trying to monitor the injury report, and he's kind of operating from a practice standpoint, much like Drake London is this week for the Falcons. So we may see him, we may not, but
Trey McBride and Kyle Pitts. How about that? A heck of a tight end matchup. And McBride annihilated us 2 years ago when we played him in 23. I think he had 130 yards receiving in that game. So this is not a new guy as far as some of the Falcon personnel that are on the field. They're beat up. They've been kind of nondescript up front. I'd be interested to see what your evaluation was of them up front. It's kind of been a mishmash of guys playing. I think Froholt's the only guy that's played every game for him, the center. They've had some issues protecting the passer, which you hope bodes well for our guys to be able to come off the ball. Ulbrich can get after him. But I expect it again to be a one-score game. This team has played 9 one-score games, Arizona. They're 2-7 in one-score games. And a lot of those games are against teams we've seen that we played. The 49ers, they played, obviously, Seattle. Those are teams that are in their division. They've played some very close football games, just have not come out on top for whatever reason. And we can obviously have the same sentiment about our guys as how we've handled one-score games.
Yeah, Arch, when you look at their defense, they've only gotten to the quarterback 25 times as far as sacks goes, and they've gotten some defensive holdings. But what can Zach Robinson do if he gets Drake and Pitts back, and along with Bijan, to attack this this defense that's given up right at 28 points a game?
Yeah, some of it has been, Bo, if you go back and look, the offense has put them in some bad spots or their special teams. You go back to the game last week against the Texans. Now, Houston went right down the field and scored a touchdown, and then the next kickoff, they fumbled the kickoff. And the next thing you know, Texans got the ball at about the 20-yard line. Now, that defense you're talking about came in and bowed their back and held them to a field goal in a sudden change situation. Arizona's offense came out and didn't do anything. I think went 3 and out, 4 and out, and the next thing you know, here comes the Texans down the field again, and it was 17-0 before they could blink. The offense had touched the ball one time. So some of it has been they've been put in bad spots. Some of it they just haven't been able to rise to the occasion. They got two really venerable safeties in the back end. Buda Baker is outstanding in the back end. So is Jalen Thompson. Now, Jalen Thompson missed the Houston game. There's a potential that he could be back. Or I think that's kind of been the word out here. But it's one of those deals where we like our defense. Now, we've been able to get after the passer, but we've given up a lot of yards. And in some games, we've been giving up a lot of points. So I think it's a matter of the games. I don't necessarily think there's a pattern to it. The one thing they've struggled with, which bodes well for us, is they have not been able to stop the run very well. Gave up the run game, especially the last 2 weeks. The Rams touched them up for over 200 yards, and then last week in Houston, got it for just under 150 yards. So maybe that's the part that you lean into, and then you get Kyle and hopefully Drake going should those two guys play together.
Well, it's certainly going to be an interesting game. Dave, thanks for the time as always. Enjoy your time in Arizona, and enjoy the game.
Thank you. Appreciate it all. You guys take care.
Thanks, you too. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst.
Analyst.
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. We'll talk to him again on Monday. And you can join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. This is your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Again, it's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we're going to talk some college football playoff matchups, and we've got a life of Squid.
Yeah, sometimes sports stars and athletes become heroes off the field or the track, so to speak. And we're going to remember one who passed away suddenly yesterday. A little bit of a sad life of Squid, but it needs to be talked about on the morning show. Sports Radio 99 The Game and
The Odyssey.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and we are live from Publix at Paces Ferry Center. It's 2451 Cumberland Parkway. If you are in the area, stop by. We'll be here for a few more minutes. We did have an issue at one of the Publixes where Play-Doh, the mascot, knocked over Bo's orange juice.
Yep.
Bo just did it himself. He just knocked over his own bottle of orange juice.
No.
Thank goodness this time it was empty.
Yeah, okay. And there was a lid on it. Last time there was no lid.
We can't fault Play-Doh, though, because clearly humans can do it, too.
It went all the way back to the Coca-Cola Polar Bear. Remember knocking over the big drink cooler?
Yes.
That was an issue, too. So, you know what? I'm not even going to say it. We still got 15 minutes left in the show. I'm not going to ruin it. I'm just going to keep a lid on that.
Well, I wanted to give a big shout out to everyone out here at Publix. Ben gave me my habanero lemonade that they have here at Publix, which I love. If your wife, we've been talking about spicy margaritas off air today.
Yes.
If your wife likes spicy margaritas, this is a great beverage to go ahead and have her try.
I'll snap one of those up and take it to her at work. I'll get some brownie points.
You absolutely should. Bo, you do the same. I'm assuming Amy likes spicy margaritas, does she not?
I would assume, yes. I'm not overly I know when we go to Cancun's, which, shout out to them. We were there actually last night. We just both get frozen.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if they offer spicy habanero margaritas.
I gotcha.
Or spicy skinny margaritas or whatever it is.
It's basically the drink of the moment for women. So.
Oh, then yeah, I'm sure she does.
Yeah. So go
really?
Ahead and try that.
It's the drink of the moment for sure?
I think so. I mean, it's what I order at every Mexican restaurant.
She's been drinking them since we started dating, which was 10 years ago. So maybe she was just ahead of the curve. Good for her.
Trendsetter.
Good for her,
Trendsetter.
Man.
Trendsetter. Hey, we are giving away a 4-pack of Atlanta Gladiator tickets. You can take the family to an upcoming home game in 2026 at Gas South Arena. You're also going to get a Georgia Lottery gift bag, a $5 Jingle Bucks scratcher. Visit georgialottery.com to find a retailer near you. Today could be the day. Call Dylan right now. He'll hook you up, 404-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Look, we're counting down to the college football playoffs. Bo, did you have a listener come in upset today about what you were saying about Miami?
A little bit.
He was like, man, I'm tired of you taking shots, dude.
I
thought we were going to have a confrontation
the funny
in here for
thing,
a second.
The funny thing is when we got to the end of the day, he's like, well, the one I really get mad about is Mike Bell because he's a Seminole. And he really takes shots. And I was like, okay, so your beef's really not with me. It's with Mike Bell. That's good to know. He wants respect. And I said, look, you guys got the best player tomorrow at noon on the field is Malachi Toney. I think if anybody tells you differently, they haven't watched him because the guy's a stud. I think he's got like 85 catches or something already this year. I think one of the, I think probably the second best player might be Cassius Holloway. The defensive end for Texas A&M. He's got 11.5 sacks on the year, and he's a beast. But that said, he says, we're better in the trenches than you give us credit for. I said, I never said you were bad. I just think that A&M's front on their defense is maybe the best in the country. And Oklahoma's is better to me than Miami's. But Miami's really good. Miami dominated Notre Dame up front. That's why Miami got in. I told him I didn't trust Carson Beck, though. Carson Beck is a good player, but Carson Beck has, whoopsie moments where he just makes these mistakes that you can't make.
No wonder Miami fans think you're taking shots.
What?
I don't know what that was.
Carson Beck made those mistakes at Georgia.
He just said, ooh, whoopsie.
But then he comes off the field and goes, I mean – he ran the route. I can't run the routes for him, and he doesn't take ownership, and that kills you in moments. And I don't trust Mario Cristobal.
Yeah.
I think Miami's got a good roster, but I don't trust them. They're you can't go on the road and lose to SMU to me. That's a trust. Everybody wants to kill Alabama for their losses. Who'd they lose to? Take away the Florida State game, the first game of the year. Take that one away. And take away the teams they played and lost to, Oklahoma, who they're playing, and Georgia, who they also beat.
Yeah.
Look at A&M, who's the team they lost to, which was Texas. Miami had the worst losses of the playoff teams to me.
Well, I too, Allie, got trash talk by a listener coming in here wanting to talk about college football, and he, on his way out, said, "Oh, by the way," and dang. I dinged him, and then he turned around and he said, WAREAGLE to me.
Okay.
And I was like, you won't say it. I said, that's real funny. I was like, cool, man. I was like, hey, before you go, what time do they play tonight?
Oh snap.
Was that the Georgia fan that's also a Ravens and Niners fan?
No.
Because that would make sense. Where'd my guy go?
That wasn't him. It's all good fun, man. I love it. It is a big game for Bama tonight. There's no two ways about it. And I'm anxious about it, but it feels good. I told you, this is the most this is the most anticipation I've had for a Bama game since Kalen DeBoer became head coach. I think every time he's coached up until this point, I've kind of been like, you know, building up to something, or you're kind of in cruise control, or you just want to get over the hump of whatever game it is. This one, I'm like, I'm going to sit down and be locked in for the first time since Kalen DeBoer has taken over.
Is the stat surprising to you that he's 7-3 against top 25 teams?
No, just haven't followed it, and just, you know, kind of. I think that I've heard so many stats about him coaching in these big coaching matchups because of what he was at Washington and facing off with Sark and facing off with Dan Lanning and all the other stuff that comes along with that. That it, you kind of keep building up to that. You kind of just keep going with some of the big matchups.
He's gotten this weird rap since being in the SEC as he can't win a big game and all that kind of stuff, and it couldn't be further from the truth.
No, before the SEC championship, I got on here and called him Big Game DeBoer because it's usually the big games that he does win. It's the ones you don't see coming that has clipped him in his time at Bama.
Well, we're on the streets. If they lose, he might lose him too. Ooh, let's go, Dylan. And don't forget my friends at Publix. I mean, shout out to them. Another great day of eating, or morning, I should say, of eating some foods. And I've already got – I was trying to get a donut before Dylan was like, stand by, coming back from breakfast. So Dylan might have saved my diet, but, you know, crushed my heart. Anyways, I hate doing topics that are sad because it's just not really – it's not really our kind of vibe, but I think it's necessary at times. And – this one hurts. You guys know Mike and I. We do a lot of stuff at Echo Park Speedway. We do a lot of NASCAR stuff. We do the iRacing. And the NASCAR racing world has lost a retired driver named Greg Biffle. And if you're not familiar, and his family, I should say, and three others, in a plane crash, a private Cessna crashed yesterday shortly after takeoff as it was returning back to land. And seven people in total. If you're not familiar with Greg Biffle, you guys remember a couple years ago when Hurricane – or was it 2 years ago or a year ago?
Two years ago.
Hurricane Helene happened, which kind of hit the Asheville area, that kind of – in that that Carolina area, that rural Carolina area, really, really hard. And Biffle flew a plethora of, I don't want to say rescue missions, but aid missions.
Relief efforts.
Yeah.
Yeah, relief efforts.
And his helicopter. And including a story where he was essentially flagged down via mirror by a man stranded with his family that needed some resources to survive. And Biffle made multiple attempts, finally was able to land his helicopter and give them the aid they needed. You know, they took, it's not been confirmed if he was piloting the plane yesterday, although he did have a license to pilot certain planes, but his wife, his daughter, his son, another man and his son, and another gentleman, all were on the plane. No one survived, and it's tragic, man. Because you know, it's any life loss is tragic, but someone that was doing so many good things for people that needed it with what he had earned and what he had been lucky enough to get in his life and his career as a NASCAR driver. And it's just extremely sad news.
It really, really was, man. Anybody that's ever heard from him or followed him, he was such an advocate for the sport. Really good driver as well. I mean, a number of Cup Series wins. I remember him. He won at Daytona, I believe, 2003, 2004, won the Pepsi 400 that summer. Just a good plate track driver, one of those guys that was always known as a gritty, just competitive guy. And really good face of the sport at times in a certain avenue. As a matter of fact, sadly enough, he was flying yesterday to go visit the YouTuber Cletus McFarlane, who is a very, very popular YouTuber that is also a race car driver. And unfortunately, Cletus McFarlane's the one who was, you know, confirmed that this thing happened and that Greg Biffle was on board. But you said it perfectly, man. Just a really, really great person. And when you saw the news, everything coming out in the videos of the big crash over there in North Carolina yesterday, it was extremely unfortunate.
Yeah, and McFarlane helped him in a lot of the stuff he did with those humanitarian efforts. So it just sucks because there's so few people out there that we get a chance to hear about doing these good things and something like that. And more do it than we hear about. But this guy was really, really giving back. And you always hear the bad stuff, right? And we don't ever hear enough of the good stuff. And now, you know, one of the good guys that was doing as much as he could has been lost.
Absolutely tragic. It just makes you want to hug your loved ones. So do that today.
Speaking of loved ones, a celebrity sighting. I just sighted a celebrity just walking in.
I'm about to get the 411 on all the winter meetings.
It's crazy right now.
Yes, Grant McCauley just walked in the building.
Man.
He's here to grab the snacks.
Got some nice Jordans on.
Excuse me, sir. Will Austin Riley be back for opening day?
Yes, he says yes. That was a thumbs up.
What about Schellenbach?
Thumbs up. He says thumbs up.
Are the Braves done in free agency?
Are we going to trade Sean Murphy?
No, they're not done.
Sideways thumb.
Oh man, what is this? Are we in the Coliseum right now? Or are we trying to get is a gladiator about to
Caesar
go down?
Caesar has spoken.
If you want more info on what's going on with the Braves at Grant McCauley, you can follow him there.
There you go.
That's gonna do it for us, for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack Gordon as well. Thank you for being here today. Congrats to Aaron from Griffin. He grabbed those Atlanta Gladiator tickets. I do want to say a major thank you to Ben, Joe, Robert out here at Publix for the amazing day, Eric and Christina of Boar's Head, all the listeners that stopped by. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
get your order of Publix sliders via Boar's Head for Christmas Day.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.